accomplishments, aside from working on the bibliography, are you most proud of?
Well, I published 3 books, all with university presses, and one was on a colonial Maryland poet, and the other two were, one was my dissertation on Gerard Manley Hopkins, the other was a study of an infamous quarrel between two writers, Robert Louis Stevenson and a poet named William Ernest Henley, who was author of Invictus. I've spent most of my career working on Henley. He was a patient in the Royal Infirmary of Edinburgh for 20 months. He had TB of the bones in his hands and feet, and he was lucky to have survived. He wrote a series of poems about his hospital experience, and they're absolutely terrific. They would blow you away. They don't read like Victorian poems. But I've probably published 15 or 20 articles on Henley. But I wrote a book called The Henley-Stevenson Quarrel, and it was odd. I was in Edinburgh, and I was doing research on Henley and working at the National Library of Scotland. And as I was going through their catalog, in those days they had old card catalogs like that one over there, I noticed most of the cards were old and kind of crumbly, but there were a whole bunch of fairly new ones, actually very new ones. They just had a kind of a new catalog card smell to them, and they were freshly typed. And they all had the same call number, but there were probably were about 80 different cards, and they had different dates. They were related to Henley, they were related to Stevenson, but they were dated from 1888, which was not a time of great interest to me. But I thought, well, I ought to take a look at these, so I filled out a call slip and asked for this collection. And I saw a young keeper whispering to an aged individual, and they were pointing at me and gesturing and whatnot, and then the old guy disappeared. And in the National Library of Scotland, in the rare books room, there was an elevator, but it was one of those elevators that was open. You just walked into it and descended. And after about half an hour, I happened to look up, a light came on, and here came the old man, almost like Proteus rising from the sea, and he was carrying this huge mahogany box, and he took it over to the desk, and then there was more whispering and more pointing at me, and I thought, what have I done? And the keeper then, a young guy, came over with the box, and he whispered apologetically to me, "The old gentleman asks that you take care not to scratch the box." I said, okay. And then he said, oh, and by the way, you realize that all of these materials have been withheld from scholars for 75 years, and that permission has only been granted to open them within the last week or so. And I said, well, of course. I lied. And I opened the box, and it was letter after letter after letter between Henley and Stevenson and a mutual friend who was also a lawyer, and it was all the correspondence related to the quarrel that they had had. And as soon as I saw it, some biographies of Stevenson had alluded to the quarrel and said it was Henley's fault. Some biographies of Henley had alluded to the quarrel and said it was Stevenson's fault. But nobody had said what was the essence of the quarrel. And here was all of the correspondence. Here was a book. Here was a book that was simply put in front of me. And in fact, I had all the letters photocopied. I got permission to publish them. I came home that summer. I wrote the book called The Henley-Stevenson Quarrel, which was published by University of Florida Press. But I'll never forget the gentleman saying, the old guy says, take care not to scratch the box.